Welcome to Dan About Thailand podcast. I'm Dan Cheeseman, and you join me south of Hua Hin, a couple of kilometres down on Highway 4, on a nice sandy beach. Now, luck, bad luck in this case would have it, my wife told me on this Sunday morning we were heading off out for an adventure, and I forgot to bring my camera. This would have made for such a lovely vlog. But nothing wrong with a podcast, and it will rely on me and my descriptive skills. So let me probably tell you a little bit more about this place. It's a military beach. It's just south of Takiab. In fact, as I'm walking along this sandy beach now, it's set off very nice with the Takiab mountain just by where the ferry comes in from Pattaya, actually. And in fact, if you were prepared to walk a couple of kilometers, you'd take yourself onto Takiab beach. It all joins up. Now, this is the favorite haunt of Thais, and it is a Sunday, so it's filling up very nicely. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Everyone pays 20 baht as you come into the military zone. That's for everything, your car, parking, and whatever, and it's one price for everyone, so you've not got the two-tiered pricing that you sometimes see. It's just a huge stretch of sandy beach, and much sandier actually than some of the other beaches you find in Hua Hin. That's a tad volcanic-like in its texture, and in fact on certain times it's very hard to walk on. This is lovely and soft. I'm joined by Danny, who's on the beach, my daughter. What are you doing?
I'm making sandcastles.
Sandcastles, and what have you found there?
Shells.
Oh, they're nice. What are they? Like brown shells?
Yes, and white.
Yeah. And where's Mummy and Frank gone?
Go find crabs.
They've gone to find some crabs, have they?
Yeah.
I'm going to join you in a minute. I'm just doing a little podcast here.
Okay, madam.
Well, they're enjoying themselves. Okay, let me describe what I'm seeing now. So I'm seeing a mixture of foreigners as well, and Thais, and deck chairs. Not too many. It's not cluttered and filled up like you might see on a John Tien beach or deeper in Hua Hin, where it's just, to me, it's not my idea of a lovely beach when it's just rammed full of deck chairs and cover. This one's got space so you can sit out on the sand and enjoy the sun. The Thais tend to sit under the trees, so there's a lot of trees at the back of this beach. They've got all their food ready, lots of mats, and they're here for the long haul today. You can also rent accommodation, beachfront accommodation, which I can see probably about, looking along here, I can see maybe 30 different beach huts. Nice quality, look fairly new. You've got little cafes as well, and I'm seeing foreigners sitting there enjoying a coffee, a latte, and some breakfast. A lot of people in the sea already. I've forgotten to bring my swimming trunks, so I'm going to be playing sandcastles with Danny. And there's some rubber rings as well that you can rent out. The black tyre inner tubes from lorries by the look of it. So that's where I am. Just south of Hua Hin, a couple of kilometres down. It's at the roundabout just after you've gone past the statues of previous kings on the right hand side. Petrol station is on that roundabout. Head down there, you'll see the entrance to the military zone, and enjoy your day. Highly recommended. Somewhat of a secret to many people, seems to be an oasis for mainly Thais, so come and check it out. See you next time.